What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. All right, man, today is Sunday. Man, what's the date? All right, it's March 24th. Time now is 5:08 a.m. Oh, man. Boys in a beautiful city in New Orleans right now, man. Enjoying the beautiful weather. It's like 59 degrees out, you know. Not too hot, not too cold, you know. It's just perfect for me, you know. So, just enjoying myself, man. Living a good life, you know. I ain't got no complaints, man. So, like I put out on social media, I was going to do this post about being friend zone, you know. Sometimes shit happens in life, man, that causes a person to friend zone you, you know. And, you know, it's how it be sometimes, man. You can't win them all, you know. So, let's get right into it, man. Let's get right into it, you know. Ah, man, last podcast did pretty good. You know, I told y'all I was going to drop in, I was going to drop out. 2024, I'm going to try to step up my podcast game a little bit, knock more of them out. I'm not going to be back like how I was, but hey, I'll knock a few off of y'all every now and then, right, when I have something to talk about. But this friend zone thing, right? Ah, man. So, let's begin with me, man. You know, anybody know, man. I'm married, you know what I'm saying? So, and I keep no secrets from my wife, right? That's just how the game go, man. I've been with my wife going on 21 years. I keep no secrets from her. Whatever happened in my life, she gonna know about it, right? Whatever it is, man. And that's just how I've been, you know. I remember my grandma telling me once, she was like, boy, you're just too honest with that woman. And I wanted to build a relationship on honesty, you know. Because, like, the world is small, man. And I never wanted to be like, how'd you ever put me up on this high-ass pedestal talking to somebody and then they'd be like, that motherfucker's a dog. You know, he's this, he's that, whatever. I never wanted that, right? And that's why I'm always honest, right? So, and it'd be so funny, something like how I used to be back in the day, right? We'll be somewhere and somebody would talk to her and speak to me, and she looking like my wife would hit that side eye, like, bitch, I know. Fuck, don't. You know, and it's just to be so funny, man. But, you know, let's just get into it, right? So, the old me, I was like a toxic ass dude, right? I had a ton of fucking women. And I just was like, I had a ton of fucking women, man. And anybody that know me know I had a wild lifestyle. And I'm just a regular dude, right? I don't fucking flash money. I don't drive a flashy car. I'm just a regular dude, right? So, something happened in my life, and I changed, right? I changed. I wasn't the toxic, have all these different women dude no more, right? I said, man, I'm going to chill the fuck out. I'm just going to be regular, right? So, lady, you know, we go out. And I'm talking about, man, I didn't cross the line. I always stayed below the line, right? Always. You know, conversation, you know, fuck, putting gas in her car, and she come by me. I always paying for dinner. So it's like, god damn, man, what the fuck? And then I have to, you know, then she'll go through something, and I'm there to listen, and I'm like, damn, bro, I treated you fucking good. Like, what the fuck? And, you know, as time went on, it's just still, like, friend zone. Friend zone. Safe zone. Friend zone. And I listen, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, and it's like, really ain't cool. Tell you the truth, right? And it's like, come on, bro. I told you what I wanted. And you told me what you wanted. So I had to respect that. So just stay in the friend zone. But man, once you get put in the friend zone, bro, it seems like there's no coming out that bitch, right? So to all the fellas out there, man, I just suggest you do you, man. Like, just do you, man. And live your life, bro. Just live your life. If you feel you're about to get put in the friend zone and you don't want to be in the friend zone, look, punch the clock, check out, the deuces, whatever you got to do, man, just get out of that friend zone, bro. Like, I don't like friend zones. You know, I like to cross the line. We adults, right? You going to go through some shit. I'm going to go through some shit. We going to go through some shit together. But I don't like friend zones. I don't like being in a friend zone with women. I'm just being honest. I don't like it. It suck. Especially when I treat you good. Right? And then I hear the stories about, I don't like that. I don't like friend zones. Man. So, you know, y'all reply back if y'all like friend zones or whatnot. But for your boy, I don't like friend zones, man. I don't like them. I like to cross the line, you know. I love to cross the line, right? Because now, so let's go back, right? I said I was toxic, right? Then I changed. So, you know, a lot of things changed me, right? But one thing changed me when I started to take my financial, when I started to take my financial gaining serious. That fucking punched Leroy in the face. Knocked him clean the fuck out, right? And I was like, what the fuck? Because, alright, I guess maybe because, you know, I'm not getting no younger, right? I'm getting old, right? I got like 4 years before I fucking retire, right? So, bam. I started taking all my financial gains serious, right? So, you know, like investing in real estate, business, you know, just looking at all the avenues to make money, to generate income, right? And then build generational wealth along the way. Once I started learning this shit, I got fucking intrigued by it. I started my own business and working a full-time job. Well, two full-time jobs, right? And it's like, what the fuck? In my time of devious mischief behavior came to a fucking halt. So then it's like, okay, I gotta be selective on who I pick because my time is valuable. And I need somebody to respect my time, right? And the time that we do have together have to be valuable time, right? Look, it have to be valuable time. And I think that's where the friend zone thing came in at, right? I think that, you know, just I don't like friend zoning, right? Because I don't have time. I don't have time for friend zoning. I don't have time for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time. If I give you time, I'm losing money, right? So, I can go probably 24 plus hours of running for money, for thinking about money, working on money, and just financing, right? Because you got to realize, right? When I buy something, I try to think of a way to offset that purchase. Like, okay, if I spend $2, I want to make $4, right? So, like me, I collect vintage Hot Wheels now, right? Or vintage diecast cars. So I spent a lot of time searching for like vintage toys and everything, because if I buy it low, I know it's going to sell high because they're not making these toys anymore. And then if I get it and I can, if it's broke, I fix it, the price just skyrockets, right? So I'm always thinking about, okay, man, I spend $30 on this. Now I can flip it for $120 or even more. That's how I think. And I'm always just thinking about this shit. So I'm always like looking on eBay and just making deals, shit like that, right? So my time is valuable. And if I go into nice group, if I go into nice guy mode with you, I mean, you're special. Because like the asshole toxic me would have been just like, you know, just been me. But the nice guy approach, it don't work. It don't, like, being a nice guy, it may make the woman feel good that, oh, he's so respectful, blah blah blah, and then you get put in a friend zone. But the toxic guys, the guys that don't give a fuck, the savage with it, like, make a motherfucker drive 80 miles and don't give them nothing. I mean, that seems like the guys that a lot of women want. The nice guy, oh man, you just there for conversation and while she, you know, going through her thing. And that's how I feel, man. Like, it may, you know, some guys may just want to be that guy, but my time is valuable. It's real valuable, man. So don't get put in a friend zone, guys, if you don't want to be in a friend zone. Because sometimes you get stuck in that bitch, right? Because you like the person so much, you just in that fucking friend zone, man. But hey, it is what it is, man. So I'm not gonna hold y'all up, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. And the most important part about life, man, try not to stress over it. It is what it is, man. Remember, speak to your neighbor. They speak. They do. That's good. They don't. Hey, at least you did your part. Love y'all, man. Be good. Be good. Do the right thing.